Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Dwayne DeSisto, CEO and president of Insulet Corporation. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is PODD, and Insulet Corp is a medical device company that develops, manufactures, and markets insulin infusion systems for people with insulin-dependent diabetes. Thanks for joining us today there, Dwayne.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, earlier in the year, the company received the Boston Business Journal Award as the second fastest growing public company in Massachusetts. And recently, the company posted its quarterly results, which saw a revenue increase of 85% from last quarter. What were some of the value drivers behind your quarterly results, Dwayne, which were particular improvement?
Well, I think there's a couple of things of note. First of all, when you take a look at that growth that we posted in the third quarter this year versus the third quarter last year, it is the first comparable quarter-to-quarter growth in which we had a nationwide sales force. So last year we had 50 salespeople for the first time in the third quarter, and this year we had 50. So I think we're very, very excited about that. And I think when you break down the pieces of the growth, is basically what's happened is a lot of the territories that we've been developing, we've put people on the product, continue to grow. I think the thing that's very, very exciting to us is if you take the top 20% of our sales force, the third quarter this year, the productivity continued to be up over the second quarter and over last year, which basically tells us that we really have not maxed out their productivity, which is a very, very exciting fact for us. I mean, our sales force is producing on average one pump referral per rep per day, which is pretty phenomenal in this business.
Certainly, and as a result of this, you also raised your revenue guidance for the next quarter?
That's correct, and part of this is the piece that makes us a little different than a traditional insulin pump. Ours is a subscription model. So what happens is, to the extent we put more people on in this quarter, they'll come back. Typically what happens is when you first receive your shipment, you receive 3 months worth of disposables, which are the actual pumps themselves, the Omnipods, at a time. So that means they'll come back to us late in the fourth quarter for referrals, for a reorder.
Yeah, definitely. And so, yeah, talk to us about your main product, which is the FDA-approved Omnipod insulin management system, and how it makes life easier on patients.
Sure. I think the interesting thing, give you a quick history lesson on the insulin pump business. There's about 1.5 million people in the United States that have type 1 diabetes, and basically insulin pumps in a traditional fashion, which is an expensive piece of hardware, $5,000 to $6,000, with 40 inches of tubing and manual insertion sets, have been around for almost three decades. That form of a product has penetrated that market about 25%. What makes Omnipod really unique is the first real innovation in insulin pump technology, like I said, in almost 30 years. And what we were able to do is we spent a lot of time in the early days of the company talking to patients and doctors on why they prescribe, why as a patient you'd be willing to take 3 to 5 shots a day over being on a pump. And what we really found out from talking to those things is if we can make it easier for people to use, they'd be more than happy to wear it. They understand the 3 to 5 needles a day is not optimal, but they really didn't want to go through the hassle. They didn't want to go through of a traditional insulin pump. They didn't want to go through the fact that they typically have to wear that on their belt, and everyone asks, why does your BlackBerry have tubing coming out of it? So what we created was a handheld device, which we call the Personal Diabetes Manager, which has all the functionality of a traditional insulin pump, but it's in a big, easy-to-use screen, simple English language, points to the keys for customers, has a carb database and a built-in glucose monitor. And then we have a product which is our Omnipod. It's basically an insulin pump. You fill it, you remove the adhesive, you put it on your body, and then through electronic commands from the handheld device, it automatically inserts the catheter. It's a metal cannula, fires into your body, retracts in 1/200th of a second, leaves behind a Teflon cannula. And the thing that makes it really exciting for people. This process probably takes all of 5 minutes to change out. It's completely discreet. If someone pulled our handheld out, it looks like they have a BlackBerry or a cell phone or something in their hand. So people really don't know that they have diabetes, which for some people is an important fact.
Right, certainly. And so talk about some of the market trends as far as diabetes and diabetes products, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of those trends. I know you have the EcoPod program in place to become greener.
Sure. I think there's a couple of trends in the marketplace. I think one is overall, I think the type 1 population is growing, based on the statistics, about 10% a year. So, unfortunately, that's going in the right direction for our business. I think the other trend that's specific to us is 70% of our customers have never been on an insulin pump before. So Insulet is growing the market space. We are increasing the penetration amongst type 1 diabetes patients, and it really comes down to the easy use, and we're making diabetes a smaller part of people's lives. One of the things we got a lot of feedback on is, when people got through, they looked at this device and said, all this engineering, I don't feel comfortable throwing it away. There's batteries in it. What's the impact of the environment? So we took that to heart. We took our time really trying to investigate what was the best way to dispose of these. And we basically came up with a eco-friendly product. So what will happen is we'll ship a bag to the patients. They can put 3 months worth of these pods in a bag, and it goes directly to a refiner, removes all the metals, and then pulverizes the rest of the product down to dust. So we're going to dramatically improve what goes into the landfill, and the batteries and those other things are completely removed from the device. So it's been amazing how well that's been received. I mean, the funny story is we have patients that called up and said, I need 4 bags. And we said, well, you only send back 3 months at a time. They said, I've kept all of my pods because I didn't feel good throwing them away. So it's been very well received by our customers.
Yeah, it sounds like win-win. And so what else makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
I think the form factor to just not – underestimate how big the form factor is in the easy use of this product. We do what the other people do. We have a fully trained clinical service team. Nurse educators are in the field helping. We have 24-hour day, 7-day a week customer service. But I think more than anything else, we made the product so easy to use that we the patient gets comfortable with it very, very early. I'll give you the best example I think I have of all of this. We had a patient for over a decade now. His doctor's been telling him to go on an insulin pump. He was having trouble controlling his diabetes. He's over 60 years old and, was always two things. One, he didn't like the form factor, the fact that the traditional pump had 40 inches of tubing. And then the other piece was, I think he was afraid a little bit about the technology. So finally, when he heard about this tubeless insulin pump, he went to the Mayo Clinic and they showed him the product. And at 64 years young, as he told me to call him, basically he went from, decades of giving himself multiple shots a day onto our product. His A1Cs have dropped dramatically, and he's actually planning on going a trip overseas for the first time in decades. So, I think that's the best indication of why we're gaining traction in this space.
Right. It's all about, convenience and accessibility. So perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Duane, as well as that of some of the key management team at Insulet.
Sure. I think my background kind of in a nutshell, spent most of my career in the medical device industry. I was the CFO of Zoll Medical for 10 years. I think I was employee number 15 or 20 at Zoll, and helped grow that business, took them public. Then I went on, got involved a little bit in the whole kind of B2B play. I worked for the Kraft Group, the guys that own the football team, that hopefully will be here in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And I ran their B2B play. And then when that got bought out, just to prove what a small world it is, the recruiter that had placed me at Zoll Medical years and years ago was in the same building as the Kraft Group is, and we had sold that B2B play out. I ran into him, and then, you know, for the last 8-9 years, I've been at Insulet. I think when you look at the other key members of the management team, we have Luis Malave, who's been here probably just 6 months shy of what I've been with the company. And Luis spent most of his career at MiniMed. And when Medtronic acquired the company, he decided he wanted to get back to a small company. So it was very exciting to be able to bring him on board. And he's the chief operating officer of the company, oversees the manufacturing and R&D, big asset to the company. Tony Deal, who is our general counsel, one of the things that's kind of unique about the position that we have in the marketplace, if you look at it, infusion pumps have been around for decades, like I said, and so it's littered with IP, and, you know, it's kind of a landmine out there. Mm-hmm. And what happens is very early on, we thought we had a unique product and unique way to develop the product. And so if you had told me 10 years ago that one of my key hires would be a lawyer, I would have laughed at you. But we brought Tony in. His background, he's general counsel for the company, but his background was as a patent attorney, and he helped us build we're very excited. We have the second largest patent portfolio in this space. We have, I think, 18 issued patents and literally thousands of applications. And so I think that was a key hire. Just recently, we brought on Brian Roberts as a CFO, has a lot of experience in developing small companies into big companies in the public forum. And our most recent hire was Peter Devlin, who's come on as the chief commercial officer for the company. And Peter's job is really to kind of help us get to the next phase. Peter spent, I believe, about 10 years at Abbott. He was involved with their diabetes business in his last stop, and he's helping us build, you know, really kind of integrate the commercial organization. I think we have a world-class sales force and nurse educators, but we want to have a world-class customer service, reimbursement arm, marketing, and, you know, his background, I think, is very well suited to help us get to the next level.
Sounds good. And what specific goals and objectives does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months?
I think we have a couple of things very clearly in our sights. You know, our next big step, I think, from driving revenue really is to get to that $100 million mark, which we think will be very, very exciting for us. We have two new products in the queue that we hope to get into the FDA, one by the end of this year and the second by the middle of next year. One is an integration of our handheld device with a continuous sensor, so we're excited about that. And then the next will be our next generation Omnipod, which is about a third smaller and about, I think, 30-40% less in cost that we're hoping to really get into the agency by mid-next year. So, you know, I think in that front. And then the last big one is we are working diligently to try to find a partner to help us bring this product international. And we have CE mark approval. We've just received approval for the product in Canada. So, you know, we have half the battle won here, and then the other half is really to find a partner to help us bring this outside the United States.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask you in terms of, some of these, products that you're, hoping to bring into fruition, will you continue to develop most of them organically, or, you know, will you consider some M&A activity here?
No, I think, you know, let's put it this way. Down the road, who knows? But where we are today, I think, you know, and this will sound, this might sound a little out there, but I think because we're a small company, we're so close to the customer and the doctors, I think we have a very good handle on the next 2-3 products that we ought to be bringing to the marketplace. I think we have a clear understanding what the patient's expectations are, what the doctor's expectations are, and what the potential clinical benefits are. So the R&D from that regard will continue to be organic. You know, not to say down the road that, you know, something made some sense, we wouldn't think about that. And then, you know, I think the other thing that we've done a pretty good job as is understanding what we're not. We're not a continuous sensing company, so we're trying to partner with the two big players out there that have continuous sensing. So We will partner with other companies with technology to incorporate into our platform.
Very good answer, Dwayne. And switching gears, do you believe that the company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I think it's clearly understood. I think that the challenges that were faced by the company, I mean, if you go back just 1 year, we were losing money at the gross profit line. So, you know, we've laid out a plan. I think we've executed very well to that plan. And I think, you know, every quarter that comes by and we deliver on what we said we're going to do, I think, you know, it'll be a good thing in terms of the valuation of the company.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Dwayne DeSisto, CEO and President of Insulet Corporation, which trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is PODD and is currently trading at $10.68 a share. Now, before we conclude, Dwayne, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Look, I think a couple of things. One is diabetes is not going away anytime soon. So I think that's pretty clear that this will be a market that continues to grow. I think the other thing is, quite simply, is that I believe the winner in the disposable pump space is going to be the company that can provide the lowest cost, easiest to use product. We've developed that space. We understand that space. And everyone's running to catch up, and I think, you know, I think we're fortunate in that we have pretty much all the key employees we had back when we developed the first pod, and those guys are all still on board here helping us push the envelope. I really do believe that it's pretty simple for us. I think if we execute, we will continue to grow the market, and we'll continue to take market share from the big guys.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to update our investors.
Thank you very much.